This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow the same way. He said, "Every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern of preparation.
Pehli baat hai, aap apni jo pattern hai, us par pura bharosa karo. Lekin, jo pattern ke liye sujhav dete hain, usko dhyan se suno, samajhne ki koshish karo. Aur usme aapko lagta hai, yaar, meri pattern to hai, lekin ye cheez main agar jod du to achha hoga. Lekin kisi ke kehne par mat jodo. अपने अनुभव से जोड़ो।
The Reserve Bank of India has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25%, announcing the sixth and final bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has unanimously decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 5.25%.
After a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic conditions and the economic outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. Consequently, the STF rate remains at 5% and the MSF rate and the bank rate at 5.5%. The MPC also decided to continue with the neutral stance.
The RBI has revised the outlook for CPI inflation in the first quarter of 2026-27 to 4% and in the second quarter to 4.2%. Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the slight upward revision in the inflation outlook is primarily due to an increase in prices of precious metals, which contribute about 60 to 70 basis points.
Overall, the near-term domestic inflation and growth outlook remain positive. Headline inflation during November and December remained below the tolerance band of the inflation target. The revised outlook for CPI inflation in Q1 and Q2 of next year at 4% and 4.2% respectively, revised slightly upwards, continues to be benign and near the inflation target. The slight upward revision in the inflation outlook is primarily due to increase in prices of precious metals, which contribute about 60 to 70 basis points. The underlying inflation continues to be low.
The RBI has also revised real GDP growth projections for the first quarter of 2026-27 to 6.9% and second quarter to 7%. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following opposition protest during question hour. When the Lok Sabha assembled for the day, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members trooped into the well and started sloganeering. Mr. Birla expressed concern over the behaviour of the opposition members and appealed to them to allow the house to function. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India-EU free trade agreement is a game-changing development for both the sides. Addressing the inaugural session of the India-EU forum in New Delhi, the minister also flagged other dimensions that hold great potential. The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting search operations at multiple locations in Arunachal Pradesh in connection with a money laundering probe linked to an alleged Trans-Arunachal Highway compensation scam. India's title defence in the women's team event came to a disappointing end after a 0-3 loss to China in the quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Team Championships in Qingdao, China today. The Indian men's team will now face South Korea in the quarterfinals later in the day. India will lock horns with England in the summit clash of the Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup at Harare in Zimbabwe this afternoon. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India reached the final, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in the second semi-final at Harare. And with that, we end this news bulletin.